voice. Welcome back to the Some Ordinary Podcast with the Bussy Trio.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got me, Caleb, we got Muda, and we got Nux, the PNG, and we also have a special guest, CoffeeZilla.
Not part of the Bussy Boys? No,
you're not a Bussy Boy yet.
Oh, okay, we got it. Not an honorary member.
You have to be a guest on at least three episodes to be
okay,
a Bussy Boy.
This is number two for me, so I just hope you know I'm
number
on my way.
Yep. You could be the fourth Bussy Boy if you're not careful.
Mm-hmm. I think Charlie's the only Bussy Boy that...
I think Charlie is,
he's a Bussy Boy.
But what we know that coffee is currently being threatened. Not really.
Oh.
You're not being threatened, but the people around us are.
No, I'm not being threatened. Yeah, I wanted to talk to you guys at the top about the ice show speed situation. Have you guys heard the crypto scam that he kind of worked with, Paradox Crypto?
Yeah, I got a video coming out today of that. Should I not release my video?
Well, there's definitely some updates you should hear about. So, Paradox Crypto was promoted by iShowSpeed. I'll give a quick recap for those who haven't heard about it. And basically, everyone called it a scam in chat. Now, I later confronted their founders, and I was like, hey, I think you're a scam too. Tell me why. So we had this two-hour conversation where basically they screamed that I was a racist because I thought they were a scam. And I was like, okay, cool, that's a good argument. And after that, it was like, all right, that's fine. They realized how bad they looked, so they ended up releasing a response where they tried to kind of calm down and say, look, everyone who was calling us a scam, they were all bots, guys, don't believe it. So that was all fine. I wasn't gonna respond to it because I thought Charlie did a great job. He already talked about it. But today or last night, they decided to threaten one of the TikTokers who was talking about them and criticizing them with violent threats of we're gonna smash your teeth in, and they put a hit on the guy for $5,000. They said it was gonna be $10,000. This is my hilarious detail.
$10,000. We should stress that the hit wasn't violent in nature, right? Or was it actually a mafia style hit?
Oh yeah, it was on Snapchat. He goes $5K to the guy who brings me this guy, so I can see this troll's face and sends me his mum's address. That's literally what he said.
Is that not illegal?
Very illegal.
It's definitely not illegal.
Yes, it's
definitely
not illegal.
I mean, I don't fucking know what country they live in.
I am no lawyer.
What country? I don't know much about legalese, but that seems like it's fucking bullshit.
It's also not a great look on Paradox Coin. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
I'm going to sell my Paracoin right now, dude.
I know, dude. I was almost in Paracoin. I thought they were maybe a scam, but then this convinced me that they weren't.
If they wouldn't have called the hit on the guy, I would have bought their stuff.
So y'all want to listen
really
to the
read legitimacy.
Do y'all want to listen to the threats together? All right, I'll
absolutely.
Pull it up.
Yeah.
Let's I just want to make a video on it. It's the greatest. It's dude, they're literal internet tough guys.
That's crazy.
It's like Andrew Tate saying I can make one call and bury you. It's the same.
So I made a video, Charlie made a video. They didn't threaten either one of us. They chose the smallest guy talking about it, saying honestly the same thing we said in a nicer way, and they chose that guy to be we're gonna kill you. It's just dude, that's classic internet tough guy. We're gonna smash your teeth in. What are you doing?
Let's experience this.
Paradox Crypto, you guys are buying a token from this guy. Yes, I'll play the messages.
See you little shit. I'm gonna come see you personally myself. Yeah, for spreading all that fake fucking lies on my name, you little bastard. Watch when I catch you. I'm gonna smash your teeth in. Every single time you look at your face in the mirror, you're gonna see your broken nose bust up in 20 different places. That's what I'm gonna do, that big fucking nose of yours. Right? You thought it was funny, innit? You thought it was funny. You can just troll man's on the internet. Brother, I'm not an internet guy. What you see on the internet is one thing. Calm down, I'll slap you.
He's calling him!
He's calling!
And the worst is.
He can't even just threaten him. He has to call him while threatening him.
What the?
Not now. Let me listen to your first threat.
Watch how your own boys will snitch on you and give me your address. And then I'm going to see what you're going to say when I come there. Because I think you think I'm just an internet dickhead, but I'm not an internet dickhead. Yeah? So I'll see you very soon, you little shit. And one lesson you're going to learn from this. Don't talk fucking shit on the internet. Because you chat shit, you get banned. End off. And I'll make sure personally...
He's saying this over the internet.
And I beg you, try and screenshot this and put this out there. Just do me a favor. Do me a favor. I'm going to show the whole world you can't just troll on the internet.
Nice.
Another one. He said to
boy, I ain't scared of you.
That's
what awesome, you just did.
God, dude.
Yeah, it's over for you, mate. You're exposed.
I think that's it.
I can't.
Chat shit.
Dude, that is lit.
Think about it very carefully. About what you do next. Oh man, I am so saving that. Dude, this is gonna be a great follow-up video.
Dude, it's gold. Can you believe that? That's the guy who's like, oh, we're not a scam, we're just like this professional organization. And then the smallest guys that are criticizing them, they're literally like threatening their lives. They said they put a 10K bounty, but they only put a 5K bounty. I think it's because of how the Paracoin is performing. It hasn't been so hot. Their like bounty numbers are a little lower than usual.
That sucks for them.
Yeah.
I think the reality of it is that, like, the, I just don't know what he expected out of it. Like, what was this man expecting? Like, I'm sorry, what was going through the head of this?
The
head of an internet tough guy?
It's so funny, because you see, like companies and stuff threaten YouTubers with legal things all the time. Like, I know personally a lot of people that got really scary emails, like legalese, you know? Like from corporations or whatever that they're criticizing. And, you know, even though the lawsuit doesn't hold water, it's still scary. I have never seen someone commit a crime over the internet like this.
This is
like,
the crazy
thing. What was he thinking?
Well, he's done it before. Nobody knows about this guy because he's like kind of new to being like big or blown up like this.
I like this guy.
Yeah.
Yo, Oompy, you should collab with him.
Damn, this is so wild. It's like, you gotta be age appropriate. What the
fuck? Yeah, dude, this is age restricted.
10 bags. Whoever gives me his address.
Hold on, let me. 10
bags. For his mom's address. His mom.
Oh! Well, he's probably saying that's probably what he lives with his mom.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, true. It's like a double insult. I see what your point
is. Yeah, double insult.
Yeah. So, Who volunteers to call him and make believe they have his address?
I would like to call him and tell him that he's going to...
I'll give him my address.
That's like a banger idea.
No, you
just
won't.
Give him Oompy's address.
I would.
He walks onto Oompy's property and he blows his head.
Dude, that's crazy, though. Like, how many of his children audience you think is going to fucking reach out to this guy, say, L-scam, and then he's going to be like, I'll fucking find your mom's fucking address, 10 bags. You're 9 years old, I don't... can care. I'll ask in your face.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Dude.
London style.
Oh god.
Every time
you
look in the mirror.
Wait, there's more threats on it? No way.
What do you mean?
You can't just threaten people.
Yeah, no. There's definitely more threats, man. Like, this guy's like psycho. Like, it depends if y'all want to be age restricted. Because he says some wild stuff. Or do y'all have like a censor?
Dude, I don't even care.
Truth
is
he probably threatened them because they were being racist. That's my theory.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Really, it's racism's fault.
Yeah, racism against British people.
I'm going to go out and say that racism is pretty bad.
That's a good, that's
brave
a good
statement there, man.
It's pretty brave it's pretty brave
lefty.
Of, what's his name, Antonio guy. Pretty brave of him to stand up against racism like that.
Yeah, so, you know, he's a great guy. Great guy.
Good guy.
That you want in charge of your crypto coins. You know what I mean? Like, this is the guy.
He's the Elon Musk of Britain, I think. He has a bright future as a leader.
And as an actual
thief. He also steals things in his free time, or tries to.
Thank you to Galaxy Lamps for sponsoring this episode of the Some Ordinary Podcast. Get a Galaxy Lamp. It's a projector. It will make your room, turn it into stars and beautiful. I've been having sleepovers with the homies every night under the stars. I love it. You can change the rotation speed, the brightness. There's on and off timers. There's an app. You can control it with Amazon Alexa or Google Assistant. I put one in my room and I loved it ever since I did that. It sounds insincere. I'm not good at reading ads. I do actually like this product a lot. This thing makes a perfect gift for yourself or others. And you can get 50% off plus an additional $60 in savings. Go to galaxylamps.co/SO podcast. Go to galaxylamps.co/SO podcast to support the podcast. Support me specifically, because who cares about those other guys?
I'll show you guys that too. I mean, I'm sorry. Am I overloading you guys with too much stuff?
No, dude, this is amazing. This is awesome.
Give me the channel. Give me the channel. I want to do like a. I want to just check this.
You know, it'd be funny if we all died. If he actually got us all.
That'd be hilarious. Yeah, that'd be good.
I know. Oh yeah, good. This might be the last episode of the podcast.
True. Yeah.
You get banged.
I just want to go over this whole channel's account, by the way. I just really want to do this. Hold on. I want to do it like classic, like me style.
No,
to, like,
dude, honestly, he only has three videos. In those,
can you link
this? He is very economical. He's done a lot of three videos.
Yeah, he just puts out hits.
Bro, he's only bangers only, dude.
So, for anybody that's following it, this is a sub 10K channel proving no matter what, the best content on YouTube is always by the under 10,000 subscribed. This is like the an iceberg of YouTube content. So you've got,
dude, is he verified on YouTube with 10,000 subs? How do you do that?
Yes. He is he's got two Lamborghinis.
All right, let me show this, Muda.
Come on, dude.
Let me show this.
Open the boot.
Open the boot.
Open the boot. Is the boot open?
He just tries to steal this robot. And it says, I hate robots.
This robot.
It's just a delivery bot.
I love it.
He gets mad at robots.
Like
he sees
robot
a robot.
Or a random
he
one.
Gets so angry at it, but then it won't fit.
Is that like his? That can't be like a random bot. That has
it's
to be his.
Watch. Literally watch. Because he gets caught in the act. He's so stupid.
Yeah?
Oh my God.
No, we're just making sure no one's stealing this. We'll see if
he's a case study.
Huh? We're just making sure that no one can steal this. We're just making sure. See if it fits in the booth. It don't. We'll put it back.
They're just fucking stealing that thing.
This is the lamest prank ever.
No, they're just testing if it can.
We're taking this robot.
They're testing to make sure no one else can steal it.
Yeah.
Can I see that?
Look at the whole ass family watching out for this.
Oh my God.
All right, we'll just make sure it's cool. I'll see you on the side. Let's go. Cheers, boss.
He even does the slow-mo of himself.
Wow.
I can't, dude.
Dude, this is made up, man. This is made up, bro.
Bro, he literally says, I'm a terrible criminal. And then he's like, here's what I was trying to do. I was trying to steal this delivery bot. This guy's insane. And he may be Caleb's favorite person in the world.
I like him. He's got that kind of mafia beat to him. He's like
Hey, guys, stop. This guy also has a university.
Oh, I know. He's got his own.
It's the only way you can get rich. It's the only way in 2020.
Affiliate marketing, baby.
I don't know if I should do
baby.
This or Andrew Tate's new real world IRA.
No, man. You have to do both.
Yo, I think I'm in the new trailer of Real World. I'm part of the Matrix now. I don't know if you guys knew that when you invited me on this podcast. That's embarrassing for you guys to invite someone from the Matrix on.
Yeah, f*** you, bro. You're part of the Matrix.
Yeah, dude.
You're just wanting us to believe in the system, bro.
Yeah, dude.
You're not leading me to a classic Tate W, dude.
You're not going to get me to make $2,000 a year off Shopify.
That's lame, dude.
You suck,
bro. For the system. Unlike me, I do Amazon dropshipping, dude. I don't work for the system.
I don't serve no billionaires, bro.
Bro, you know how you can make much more money than affiliate marketing? All you got to do is find delivery bots and see if you can fit them in your trunk.
Steal them, yeah.
Yeah, you need
in
a bigger boot.
That's like
some
fucking GTA Online shit, like a side activity in a video game. Like,
he's known as the side quest criminal. It's like, you know, you have the main boss, and then you have, you know, there's the Grumpkin that's stealing all of my flip-flops.
There's Amelia.
Why would you upload yourself failing to steal something? Or stealing something
content, bro. You wouldn't know. You're just in the Matrix. Yet again, we can circle it back around.
Classic Matrix.
or I think we could. Maybe it's a racist thing.
True.
Like,
you're racist?
Maybe the bot is racist. Maybe there's like a racial component.
I mean,
the
bot is white. Okay.
Bot.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, the bot.
Yeah, dude. True.
But doesn't that mean
that is why he may have jumped in the way there. Jumped on it.
True.
That's Amiotalio, man.
Nobody.
I don't think anyone saw this coming when we did a video on that. That's like, who saw this coming?
No.
This guy is like
it's It's like oh, some random guy doing crypto with him, and then because they work with iShowSpeed or some larger creator, it's like, wait a minute, let me do a quick background search on him. Ooh,
that's actually something I wanted to bring up, just out of curiosity. How many crypto scams go under the radar because they aren't working with the top 1% of creators?
Probably a lot.
So many.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's unbelievable.
Many. Yeah. Actually, if you're like, a long time ago, I learned that there's a sweet spot for criminals. Pro tip to criminals out there. Guys, don't listen to this part, okay? You don't want to hear this. The sweet spot of crime is like $1 to $5 million, because nobody's ever going to catch you, because you're not big enough to matter. Once you
you're
get
not
past
big enough
that,
to be on any raid.
Once you get to like 10 million to 100 million to 500 million, like the higher you go, it's like the GTA Stars system, where it's like the level of scrutiny just gets so much higher, and then you get caught.
I'm writing this down.
If you want to just do a $1 to $5 million scam, that is the sweet spot of like, that's like horrible. I mean, because you'll always get away with it, because Nux is right. Like, nobody's going to notice. You just go right under the radar.
I don't know.
Even
like,
if somebody does
I
notice,
know that
like
there
law
was,
enforcement agencies just don't care.
Yeah, there was a crypto scam like a year ago done by like this Yu-Gi-Oh guy. Okay? No one's making videos and exposing some Yu-Gi-Oh streamer. Okay? Like, that's just not going to happen.
Even
so, I don't know if it's a scam or an allegedly.
I love Jolt coin. I still got mine. I'm holding.
Do you? Are you hodling Jolt?
I'm diamond handsing Jolt coin.
He's been jelking to Jolt coin every night.
I swear, dude. I swear.
I got paper hands on my Paracoin though. After that Amy Otalio, just fucking freight train of emotion and.
I love Amy Otalio, dude. He's my favorite.
He's
YouTuber
hot.
Now. I'm a fucking. I'm in the defense force for my boy Amio, bro. I cannot believe this is a real thing. It's
yeah,
the act. I cannot
human.
Believe any
yeah,
this of
this
is real.
This is real, bro.
I can't. It's so like the fact that it's like looking at a, you know, like South Park is like a parody of reality. I don't even believe that anymore. I don't believe parody shows. This is like some Black Mirror shit bled into the real. Maybe we're in an episode, dude. Maybe we're in an episode.
And
from,
it all
from Black
leads
Mirror.
Back to the ferret conspiracy.
Yeah, would this have been different in the
weasel
time?
The weasel timeline.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Would this have changed differently in that case?
Yeah.
That's wild. That's like. So it's funny because, like, before the show, all right, Coffee DMs me and he's like, this new development on the FTX. And I'm like, oh, it's probably some fucking. I thought you were referring to, like, maybe, oh, the dump got traced or, like, SBF got, like, fucking actually, like, extradited or something. I did not expect this. This to happen.
This is wild, bro.
Amio Talio.
The Amio Talio it's huge. I think he actually might go to jail. The kid submitted a police report for it. And it's like he has all the receipts. I mean, it's like all got saved. I don't know. I think that's illegal. I have to, like I said, not a lawyer, but I have to imagine that has to be illegal. Putting out a bounty on someone. I think the part about like just like threatening someone over the phone is one thing, but actually putting cash on it is like a whole other level of. Because somebody could see that, go do it, and then, like, I mean, it's, like, natural. People see money, they want money, they go do stuff.
If swatting is illegal, I feel like that's got to be illegal. Also, everything is illegal in Britain. Like, you can't even say stuff.
Bro,
right?
The Matrix strikes once again.
Yeah,
you can't even just, like, say what you want.
Yeah.
Like, you can say, I want you to die to, like, a congressman or something here, but you can't say that in Britain.
There was a YouTuber that was talking about a British streamer and mentioned something like you cheated on your husband and he got sued for it.
Defamation's totally different over there, and it's like way harder of a law to pass. Like, there's way less actual like free speech in terms of like on public news and stuff. It's weird. Yeah, I'm glad I do not live there. That would be. I don't think I could run my channel.
That's just one of the many reasons that I'm glad I don't live there.
I'm glad we live in the red, white, and blue.
I'm glad I live in Texas.
People come
yeah,
I love
Texas.
Texas.
Hell yeah, dude. All the guns you
that's
want.
That's why he's not
literally,
that's
there's
why
three
didn't
in this room
you
with
Charlie.
Right now.
Don't
gotta,
tell him where it
check.
Is.
I gotta check. Do I have any?
Oh, my God.
I gotta check. Right. Do I have any, like, response
my boy.
To anybody here? Like, fucking. I have to check my DMs if I got anything from this guy. I don't think I got anything, because I did make a video, and I didn't get shit, so I don't think he, like, really targets anybody. Where would he send anything? Snapchat?
No, nobody big. He's not going to go after anyone big.
Yeah.
It's just small people. Like that's like the internet tough guy. You don't go after the big people. You go after the tiny creator, the smallest you can find, and then
that's
like yell at them. Yeah, that's what I do with all my haters. I go to the smallest guy, and I punish them.
and then I pray to God that never reaches the bigger guys.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, this guy will literally be wiped off the face of the internet by commentary creators, for sure. He's about to get annihilated.
Oh, I can't wait. Dude, tomorrow is going to be the best. I can't wait to film this video after doing the podcast, dude. Like, I'm going to go wash my face. I'm going to go smoke a fucking fat blunt. And I'm going to come back to this with a refresh ready to go.
Yep.
Top up on some G Fuel. Just fire
it
up.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I'm a whole line raw of it, 100%. I'm just, like, when I see stuff like that on the internet, and it's like, you know, after we've covered so many crypto scams and douchebags, this might be, like, it's like a man trying to outdo Andrew Tate. Like,
Well, you know, he worships Andrew Tate. Like, he loves Andrew Tate.
I could tell, bro. Yeah, I could tell.
When he came on my stream, he kept going, like, hey, I hope this is, like, the Piers Morgan interview. And I was like, Piers Morgan? And then I realized, oh, like, Andrew Tate was just on Piers Morgan. And then he's talking about, Andrew Tate all the time on my show. And then he's like, maybe you don't like me because I was neighbors with Andrew Tate. I was like, what? I have no... He's like, maybe you don't like me because the way I dress. Maybe you don't like me because my skin color.
Well,
it's
funny when they played the race card. Yeah, I love when, like, they play the race card because I'm just like, I want to see him do that to me. I'm like, brother, we're the... I don't know if you need an optometrist, but my friend, we are the same, you and I.
Well, no, the other thing is, like, there was some guy criticizing him who's black, and he was, like, going off on him. And, like, anyway, he's a total clown. I mean, he's fodder for the commentary community. They'll be eating for weeks off of him.
Oh, you know, this is the thing with the commentary community that drives me insane, because they're like, oh, let's talk about the vegan teacher. I'm like, why? Dude, look at this. This is way better.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? Nick Okada, let him make life choices. This man is literally committing felonies.
Hey, leave Upa alone, okay? Let him talk about Nick Okada avocado if he wants to.
He came over to my house.
Yeah, that was a big win, actually. That might have been a good video.
Yeah, that was, when I saw the, I think it's like the thumbnail just sells me on the Oompa video. I'm like, that's going to be a fire video.
That has 5 million views now.
It's insane.
No, it's good. It's good. It's
fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah, I was waiting to watch it on stream because, like, I promised my Twitch people that I would watch it with them. So I'm holding off on it until I actually have an hour to kill.
Is that the only way the redemption arc of Ami Otaglio is like the Nick Okado villain arc? You just go full villain. Because I'll say one thing about him. Say what you want about him. He is entertaining. And that's the key
Absolutely.
Factor. That's the key success of all villains. It's not about...
If he doesn't go to jail,
yeah,
he's,
I don't know.
He's good.
I
he's
don't
set.
Think he's... I disagree. I think it's entertaining because he's doing crimes and that's so stupid. It's so stupid for him to act.
Yeah.
That's why he's entertaining. Andrew Tate is entertaining aside from, like, all the weird stuff he says.
Right.
So that's why I think Andrew Tate survived and thrived, because he is a charismatic individual. This guy's not charismatic. It's just impressive how stupid someone could be.
Yeah, Ami Otaglio answers the question of what if Andrew Tate, but ugly and not charismatic.
What if Andrew Tate, but just not enough money?
Yeah. Andrew Tate, but no pussy.
Andrew Tate, but rented Lamborghini.
Andrew Tate without unlimited sexual access.
Rented.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
It's wild, because it's like, I look at that video, I'm like, wait, so just the absurdity of it. You're in this UK suburb, you've got a Lamborghini, you've got, like, some Rolls Royce, I think. I don't even know what the fuck the other brand was. And you're stealing a delivery bot. Let's just go to, like, some guy just ordered some fucking food.
And the little robot's like, beep, beep, boop, boop, beep, 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 beep.
Poor little robot's,
poor
like,
little
airing
guy.
Out, like, wondering what the
error,
fuck's
error, being stolen.
My favorite part of that whole clip is he puts, I hate robots, in the bottom of the screen as he's stealing the robot, like, as if
he needed
some justification.
Like, imagine, that was his editing in post. His post-editing, he had the whole footage there in its entirity. The only thing he added in post was the I hate robots.
It's like, just imagine, like, you have your whole, like, video right here, you're editing it, you're still like, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's what I'm adding to the video.
That's some Balenciaga shit, dude. Man, I'm so glad we could segue into that. Hold on.
That's a banger segue. You always do that, Muda? That's a hell of a segue, bud.
He's good at segues.
No,
he's good at segues.
Well, okay, so when it comes to Balenciaga, how many people know the story? Oompy, do you know the story?
About what?
So the Balenciaga photo shoots, the weird photo shoots they had with kids.
I mean, you should tell us
Balenciaga
the story.
What's Balenciaga?
Everything.
Tell us the story and the conspiracy theory. This video is getting taken down anyway. Hit us.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So Balenciaga, for those of you who don't know, is a clothing brand. It's one of those hyper-expensive clothing brands like Chanel, whatever, you know, where they sell you like a homeless t-shirt for like $2,000.
Yeah.
You'd have to actually be mentally insane to buy one of their products. But hey, you know, your whole world's your oyster.
Speaking of mentally insane, wasn't Kanye involved?
Kanye was involved, okay. And Kanye, yeah. Adidas, and Balenciaga all split up because of recent statements made towards a certain class of people. Shalom, indeed.
Shalom.
So, like,
that was hilarious.
So the thing about Balenciaga.
I think Gideon tweeted something like that too. By the way, everyone's getting involved.
Weird.
So the thing with the Balenciaga people, and what's really insane about it is that they do these drops, right? Like, their clothing comes in drops, and so they have like advertising for these specific drops. Now, they did some photo shoots for their new upcoming drop or whatever, and a few of their drops. They weren't all the same exact things. I just want to make that clear. In a few of the screenshots, or a few of the shots, they had children, right? Like, little children just laying across, like, couches or, like, holding teddy bears. Now, the teddy bears were wearing bondage gear, all right? Now, if you want it to be really fucking charitable, it might have been goth clothing, but they had, like, leather straps and fishnets on. And as a 28-year-old man, okay, I have seen these fishnets and leather straps at adult clubs more than I've ever seen in, like, goth places, okay? I'm just saying, all right? My life experience leads me a different fucking way, but feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. So then they had a bunch of these. I think it was creepier because they had some of the kids laying on couches, and they had, like, Budweiser cans and, like, wine glasses and shit all around. I'm like, definitely not a thing that I would expect kids to be near. There was one shot where the kid was standing in front of, like, crudely drawn artwork, and they had, like, Satan in one of, like, the little, like, drawings.
Hell yeah.
Kinda weird.
Who promotes this?
Yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein? Like, who's the guy selling this?
I'm a little surprised at, like, how, like, why this happened. Now, the second photo, which was from a different place, was a bag they had, like a lady's handbag. And underneath the handbag were, like, documents all sprawled out. Now, one of the documents was a document literally, like, from a 2008 court case about virtual pornography. So, this case, by the way, it was actually in favor for the federal agencies and the Supreme Court. Like, the Supreme Court upheld a decision that, like, it was something about the promotion or pandering the sale or transaction of illegal materials. And, like, even if it was, like, virtual material or, like, it wasn't harming any real children, just the selling of that type of material.
What do you mean
it
was placed
illegal
among the bag? Like, was it on top of it? What?
So, like, it wasn't on top. It was under the bag, and it was, like, half the document was hidden. So you really had to click into the image, zoom in, and, like, read
like
it for yourself.
Oh, it's like a nod and wink or something? Like, is that what the...
That's where the conspiracies come into. But, like, it was just sort of staying there. Now, generally, if I was, like, making a shoot like this, I would probably download some lorem ipsum word salad document that nobody was going to look at, because it's not important to the
photo.
Nobody
has a court case like that printed out on their desk. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
Nobody
has
that.
That's not a joke. I mean, that's an Easter egg right there, bud.
That's what you call an Easter egg.
It's like you got an Easter egg, you got something weird. And then there was, like, so first off, this is where I want to stop, okay? Because some people get into, like, the weird QAnon-ish, like, conspiracy theory stuff where they started, like, looking into other documents. Like, they had, like, some Metro Management document, which is, like, a realty firm in Washington or Northern Virginia. And they started, like, saying, oh, my God, they work with a property firm in Northern Virginia. Washington, D.C. has 2,000 kids missing every year. Possible. I'm like, okay, first off, relax, okay? 600,000 kids go fucking missing every year, okay? Go all the way from, like, Dallas to, like, Miami. You'll find fucked up shit. So I was like, just chill back there. Now, when
and
it comes
everywhere
to
everywhere they
was...
go missing, there's a Balenciaga shoot.
Exactly.
You said that, not us. You said that, not us, but I agree.
So when it comes to these, like, so, okay, would you just go right back to the photographs, okay? Like, just to the scope of that without adding all the extraneous conspiracies. These things go through, like, 10 different people, okay? Lawyers, marketing people, website people. Oompa, you know this is a Sour Boys guy, right? Like, when you're uploading anything to your website, it goes through a bunch of different people, right?
Absolutely.
And those people all have a point where they can go, like, hey, guys, Caleb, maybe we should, like, fucking chill back, or maybe we should, like, reassess. No, this went all the way through.
Relaxing the pedophile. The
have
pedophile
they responded
jokes here, buddy.
To this? Have they responded to this and said, like, whose fault it is or whatever?
They did. They have apologized. Okay. So they said, we're apologizing because we never intended children to be part of the photo shoots. Okay, if you never intended them to be, why the
I don't believe
did
that.
It get uploaded?
I don't believe
yeah,
that.
That's
like, and no, that's a lie. That's
like,
a total lie. What they say about the document?
Like, they said that they're actually pursuing legal action with the parties involved in creating that set and all of it. So I assume what that means is we work with a third-party contracting firm. They were a little bit edgier, or maybe they were doing, like, shock advertising.
Maybe they were pedophiles.
This is me trying to get it.
Maybe.
Oompa's maybe they're trying to Easter egg. Who knows?
That's not shock advertising. Because no one notices it. You're hiding it. You're purposely hiding it. You couldn't invent better conspiracy bank if you tried.
It's all about getting into their subconscious. That's how advertising works.
The reason why this whole argument, like, really pisses me off, too, is, like, we talk about this, and it's, like, it really sounds painfully obvious to the four people here, but now people have turned this into, like, oh, maybe this is, like, you know, people just, you know, going up against, like, the LGBT, and I'm like, how the f*** does it jump into that argument? Like, there's no involvement there. No matter who you are as a person and what background you have, you should all be against whatever the fuck Balenciaga's promoting.
I will say,
if this was,
Balenciaga, I have seen quite, they know their audience, I have seen quite a few Minecraft YouTubers wearing Balenciaga.
Make it him.
Holy.
Now, I am not one to believe in circumstantial evidence.
Yeah. You know. I for one, but hey, at the same time, I don't see any of us wearing anything Balenciaga here, so I'm just saying. But, like, it's so weird to see this happen, and, like, people have twisted into some, like, weird, like, almost, like, political fight against each other, when it really should just be Balenciaga did some really weird shit, and their apology doesn't exactly answer for how things have gotten to the way they are. Because it's like, even if you gave them every benefit of the doubt, it's like, like I said, 99% of this entire outrage could have easily been avoided had they just used adults in their promotional materials, right? Like, even the court case document, I might have looked at the court case document. I would have been like, eh, okay, kind of weird, but I guess they just have adult lawyers or something, and maybe they just printed out some fucking specific court case. But, like, all the other...
No, not plausible. None of that is plausible.
Yeah.
No one has ever printed out a child porn document and accidentally had it on their
desk. That's insane.
That's psycho. That's insane. And by the way, when you're setting up these photo shoots, like, even more – so when I have, like, a shoot here on video, I care about what's on set. Even more when you're, like, exactly crafting the perfect photograph, you pay attention to every pixel that's on frame, especially if you're, like, an art brand. This isn't, like Old Navy or something, some brand that's just doing, like, mass photos, you know, like, whatever, they might slip through. Or they'd hire it out. I could understand that. If you're some brand that's, like, making their bread on the fact that you have all this, like, deeper meaning, you're this artistic brand, but then your art is actually just, like, hidden Supreme Court cases – that's not unintentional. And also, like, how else do you expect people to read that? I don't know. I'm not saying it's, like, some, like, cult of pedos or anything. I'm just saying maybe it should be investigated, right? Like, more seriously than throwing the intern under the bus. Because I just don't buy that.
When you think, like, the... when you think about, like, the whole cult stuff, and this is obviously where the conspiracies get kind of dangerous into, like, territories that are unproven, like, my only response is just be logical. If you had a secret cult of people like that, which, don't get me wrong, but we've seen the Epstein case, like, there's actual, like, elite people taking advantage of minors, no joke about that. They would probably be using more private, personal, encrypted messaging applications than just, like, slipping through their shit in media, all right? Like, this, it really just feels like that, like... I don't know. There's no explanation for what we've seen, but also there's not enough of a conspiracy to, like, link this to some crazy...
I don't know. It's like all of your theories, Coffee, like your probable cases, they're all so flimsy, you know? It's like one of those, once you eliminate all the impossible, whatever remains, no matter how improbable, must be the truth. It's like kind of one of those situations. It's just
with
everything
with
that
the,
you say.
With the Balenciaga thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is that, like, what, just, if you can't
explain... it's impossible to be an accident. It's an impossible accident.
Correct. Even though it sounds crazy, like Muda said, like, we don't actually know what the case is here. I'm just not, it's just exactly what you would say if you got caught. You'd be like, of course it was an intern that did it. Of course there's nothing
obviously,
deeper to look at
you
here.
Always throw someone under the bus for it, right?
A good example would be... Go ahead.
I was going to bring up an example, but it's might take us off course. So why don't you start first?
My example's way worse. I was going to say a good example would be like the first level of Halo 3, those little monkeys, you know, the little monkey family.
Yeah.
If they put that in there and then said they didn't need to, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good example. Also, okay. I just wanted to think about those little monkeys again because they're really funny looking.
That is amazing. So yeah. my example was gonna be all right. This is like FTX stuff. Do y'all know anything about that?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So one of the interesting things was their lawyer. They have this guy Dan Friedberg. Dan Friedberg is the former. He's the regulatory officer, and he was a former counsel for Ultimate Bet, which is a poker site. Which had a God mode, which was a secret software hack where you could see your opponent's hands, which is obviously very useful during poker. And the boss, the founder, although never criminally prosecuted, allegedly, according to like some gaming commission, they did an investigation and they found he made like tens of millions of dollars. Well, he got caught.
Oh my God.
Right? And they basically tapped his phone and the general counsel's phone, or this leaked, because Russ Hamilton, which is the guy who owned Ultimate Bet, and Dan Friedberg, the now lawyer of FTX, are on a call, and this goes back to the conspiracy stuff, Nux, where you go like, oh, their public like answer was, it was a third party who used this software. It used to be a back-end like a glitch where you could see people's hands, but it was on a 15-minute delay, and a consultant, and a third-party consultant, basically hacked it to make it live. This audio leaks, though, and they're literally conspiring. This guy goes, yes, I did it. I took the money. This is Russ Hamilton. But I don't want to pay it back. I don't want to make it right, and we've got to make this
go away. Sounds like Ice Poseidon. Oh, my God.
And Dan Friedberg goes, okay, well, we'll just blame it on a third-party consultant. So that's exactly what Balenciaga would do, is my point.
Whoa.
It's like, of course, you just always would say, of course it's nobody that matters. It's just photographer that we're going to blame everything on.
My thing is, like, if you come out and just say, oh, we're not going to harm, we don't believe in harming kids or stealing money or something, I'm like, what the fuck else is a company going to say, you know? Like, what else is a company going to say?
Yeah,
now that you caught us, oh, fuck yeah, dude, of course we love all that illegal shit. What are you, crazy?
Yeah.
That's what we steal. Like, nobody would say that shit.
Yeah. It just means that there's no information. When they talk, it's like it literally is meaningless because that you would say that if it's true and you'd say that if it's false. So it's like it doesn't actually matter.
It's a wild thing to even, like, it's just a weird conspiracy for, like, I don't know. It's like they're literally like, this is where it is. It's like there's not enough information to link this to like some crazy, like, because here's the thing. People compare this. They like get into the whole like symbology thing. It's like, guys, 666 imagery. It's like you got Satan. What is the Satan Illuminati Cabal? And I'm like, okay, guys, first off, let's just try to stay as rational and like level headed as we can. You know, simple as that.
Yes.
But like there has to be like, you have to sit there as a human being and say, like, it just doesn't make that much sense. Like, even their apology just, like, when you tell me it's like kids were not supposed to be involved in that shoot, well, why the fuck did you approve? Why did you approve that image to go up if the kids weren't supposed to? Like, did you not look at the image beforehand? Like, when I get somebody to edit a video for me, I watch the whole fucking video, you know, start to finish. Like, I'm not going to upload that to my channel, you know, because what if it has a glaring problem? What if they, like, said something or, like, used a clip that I didn't want them to? So I watched the whole thing. You're telling me, like, a brand that's way bigger than anything that I've been involved in is, like, they're not going to check it twice? Like, come on.
Supposed to be kids? You wouldn't have an adult and a teddy bear in a photo shoot. Like, it just, like, it's not, like, the teddy bear and the kid is part of the thing. It's like part of the set dressing.
It's like when people defend the teddy bear shit too. It's like, it's bondage clothing. I don't know what you're saying. Like, it's not gothic. It's not like, I've seen gothic shit when I've grown up. Gothic shit is not fishnets and leather straps. That's BDSM club shit.
It's weird too, because it's like there's like a whole vein of mainstream media. I meant media in general. That sort of stuff is okay, where it's like the super hyper sexualization of children, like Cuties on Netflix. A good example. Like, it's a thing that exists, and some people think it's normal and not weird. And then there's everybody else you know, like, if you talk to 100 people, a couple of them are probably going to be like, yeah, whatever, I don't really care. And then those people, it's the same thing, I assume, with production companies who are making shit. Some of them are either going to have a really weird, sick and twisted sense of humor. Hey, it'd be funny if we made Balenciaga look like pedophiles. Or they are the Cuties type, where they just believe that that's good art, and they like it, and they think it's cool, or I don't know. They're like expressing their weird mental quirks throughout at Balenciaga no, ad pedophilia.
I 100% agree on that, too, because it's like, I feel like obviously there's a personal component. Like, we keep saying company, but like, it's not the whole company that produces
true.
These shoots.
It's
a third party company you hire. It's a few people, but like, ultimately that's why these companies, these corporate entities have big people that vet all of this shit.
Yeah.
You know, like they, like even if like you hire somebody out, you're going to check their shit. This is where like my like, and I hate to say it's a conspiracy theory because it's really not. Like, you posted that out there. What am I supposed to draw from it, you know? Like, what am I as a human being supposed to gather from this? Is it, like, edgy shock advertisement? Doesn't seem that way to me. All right? Even if it is, you just ruined your brand.
What if I play devil's advocate? What if it's a competitor of Balenciaga, and they, like, got in with a photographer, and they're like, hey, we're going to torch these guys. Let's just hide some shady shit in their stuff. And like, cause dude, honestly, Balenciaga's on the ropes right now, dude. It, as a brand, this is career ender. Like, this is bad. There's a lot of things to be associated with that you can survive, and this is kind of not one of them. So they need to like figure out quick how they're gonna be dodging this one. Like, it doesn't. They need something.
Well, it's like nobody can defend it is the thing, right?
Right.
Like, people are like, even if this was edgy shock advertisement, like I said earlier, if I was somebody that wanted to buy Balenciaga clothing ever, like let's say that some fucking animal bit me and I went in feral and I was like, shit, let me spend $2,000 on Balenciaga. Why not? I would not buy the brand after what they've just went through, you know? Because it's like, dude, it's just like after this advertising campaign, nah, it's too weird.
Okay, so interestingly enough, though, this leads us into a whole other branch of conspiracies, and that is, you know, you have a lot of like large companies that sell clothing. Let's say Gucci, okay, as just an example. Not that I'm insinuating Gucci's doing anything wrong, but it makes no sense that Gucci t-shirt, which looks horrible, mind you, is worth as much as it is. You don't think there's something fishy going on there altogether? It's like the art scene also. You don't think that art
are you implying
fraud
that
isn't happening? I'm just saying.
There's some cleaning going on?
Look, I don't know. I'm not insinuating.
What are you saying
right now? I'm not. Well, Caleb is trying to say that he thinks that a lot of crimes are going on. That's what I'm trying to say.
Also, another good example of like one. Yeah. And I'll just say shit. I'll just say whatever, guys.
Show us.
A good example, too, of just like one person having maybe their artistic vision giving an entire bad brand or like a Tampax, the tweet that they made yesterday or 2 days ago, whatever it was, when they said you're in their DMs and we're inside of them on Twitter.
What?
You guys didn't hear about that?
No.
And people obviously got mad because it's like fetishizing tampons, which is weird.
Gosh, that's so weird.
And but yeah, I mean, one guy, one person, a girl, and one human being over Tampax.
Yeah.
Like, literally f*** them over. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Some just edgy motherfucker thought it was funny. Sorry, some edgy fellow thought it was funny to make that joke. And then I feel like it...
Was
that's
it a Twitter
funnier.
Parody account? Are you sure it wasn't like some
it was
Twitter
a real,
parody?
It was the official Tampax, yeah.
Yeah, are you sure it wasn't a Twitter blue?
It's hard to tell these days. It's hard to tell on Twitter.
True. It had the official check mark. It went viral on Twitter.
It had
trended.
The 14th check mark, you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Do y'all have the official Twitter thing? Like the official thing?
Not yet. I'm waiting until they roll out the option for $20. You can get the official one. That'll be fun.
That's what I'm paying for sure.
They still haven't deleted the tweet.
What happened?
Oh my God, it's still up, bro.
They are committed to that
Holy
shit.
Crap.
They are committed to the meme.
That is badass.
What do you guys think about, like, the Twitter stuff? Like, it's losing all, like, some of its advertisers. I don't know if it's losing all. I heard leak stuff where, like, the advertiser, like, we're still going to come back.
Yeah, I feel like, why would you not advertise on one of the biggest platforms?
Yeah.
It's about viewers. Absolutely. It doesn't have any... At the end of the day, money supersedes politics and people's opinions and, like...
It's funny how a lot of people are switching to these alternative, like, social media sites and...
Mastodon and Hive.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like the same thing with like shit like Truth Social
so
and all that stuff. It's like,
so dumb.
When you go to these other rando websites like Truth Social, there's like no activity there. You're all just signing into an echo chamber that's run by either like the left or the right.
What do you mean,
case.
Bro? I saw someone hive and it had 14 rehives. So I don't know.
I'm gonna rehive this, you. I'm gonna rehive quote you.
I saw the Hive shit blowing up, and I was like, oh, this is really stupid. But I went there to like secure a name, pretty much, just because I was like, I don't want somebody like gathering my Hive handle and then like saying some fucked up shit, you know?
Are the handles so I was like, I'll unique?
Just secure it. I think they are.
I thought it was like Discord, to where it was like a number at the end, to where you could have.
No, there's no number at the end.
Someone tweeted me a picture of there was like 100 J Schlatts.
What?
That sounds about right.
On Hive.
No fucking point to it.
That's impressive. That's like half J of the.
Yeah, right. True, yeah.
I was going to say, that's half the users on Hive are J Schlatt now.
Dude, I don't know. Every creator I saw yesterday has a Hive. I was like, what are these fucking people doing,
dude,
bro?
Dude, people just, they're scared. Nowhere. They are terrified.
I love that. I love that meme you posted on Twitter about the Hive. You just said, like, destruction. Like, I know.
Hive.
It's just like. Like the thing is with Twitter, it's like, even if it like had failed, which like, I don't know, I guess there was like some fear because they were like, they had the engineers going like, oh, he fired like not 81% of the workforce, or they've left, and like maybe this, because I was like, maybe it goes down for like a day or two, because like maybe they just have like, they don't have enough people to handle the infrastructure, but it seems like it's fine. Like, I don't, it was also the other thing, which like Elon Musk, whatever you might think about him, it's like, I don't think the guy's pissing away $44 billion and like taking the L that hard yet, you know? And who knows? Maybe Twitter could fail. Like, hey, remember when we were like, MySpace couldn't fail? Hey, maybe Twitter could fail, but it just, I don't know, it doesn't seem as likely as
I don't know, man.
Hope.
Twitter,
I think they just want to see it fail.
A
lot of people are complaining on Twitter. Twitter's the biggest it's ever been right now.
That's true. I think, though, that there is a chance that this would be the biggest L. I can't imagine spending $40 million to be blamed for every decision.
Billion, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry, billion. Can you, like, it just would be horrible to be the Twitter guy. Because no matter what, you're hated by one side or the other. No matter what decision you make, it's always going to be bad.
Yeah.
It's never going to be enough. Somebody's going to be mad at you. And it's just like, why do that? If you're a billionaire, you're chilling. Elon Musk is the rocket guy, the car guy. But he just wants to chat some shit, I guess. I think he wants to.
He loves
to,
it, man.
Dude, yeah, I don't know. Once you have that amount of money, like, who cares, you know?
It's about sending a message, you're saying?
Yeah.
It's
a societal thing.
Yeah.
He might as well. He has nothing to lose. So he loses $44 billion. Like, he's not going to be happy with only another $100 billion?
Yeah, he's like, still the richest man after losing that purchase, yeah.
No, I don't think it's even about the money. I think it's just about being the guy that everyone's mad at all the time. That would be annoying. Yeah.
In my opinion,
I feel the tension, which might, like, be, like, that might actually feed the thing.
I don't know, but also there are a lot of people that love him. Like,
yeah, I was just about to say, like
it's attention.
I feel like I've seen it kind of swing the other way the last couple, like the last week. It's like less hate. Like CBS came back, and like Twitter's kind of less anti Elon Musk, and more so just like, all right, this is a shit show. Let's kind of have fun here a little bit. Let's post our comments.
You know what got me? The meme of like when everyone's saying Twitter's dying, Elon Musk posts a tweet of like, the guy in front of the grave, he's like,
yeah, in front of the coffin.
Like, Twitter, like everyone's talking about Twitter dying in front of Twitter. That was pretty good. I was like, all right, Elon, you got me. You won me over with this one. He's a good memer.
But he also, I love how he gets his opinions out by replying to people. And I mean, look, I don't know. I think he's promoting his own tweets a lot. Like, I see his replies. My whole timeline is his replies to people.
He's busy.
If I bought an app for $44 billion, I'm not going to promote my own.
No, absolutely. I'm just saying, it's funny.
What are they going to do, ban me for TOS infractions?
Dude, he should just start saying stuff. Like, on his death, eventually in, like, 40 years, I don't know how old he is, whenever he's dying, just start tweeting the most outlandish.
Funny because he replies to people like really small tweets of saying like, I don't understand why he brought back all the Republicans. And he'll respond with saying, well, the Democrats were never banned. You know, like he'll like be red-pilled and stuff as he tweets replies to random nobodies. It's hilarious.
I mean, it's my thing where I'm like, I just don't think anybody should be banned, really. Like in... I remember, like, so one of my things is, like, I think, like, Elon
bots?
Should just be,
what,
like,
do you think bots should be banned?
I think so,
I mean, bots should
100%
be banned, but that's, like, for a whole different reason.
Yeah, that's
just,
not
like,
a person.
Actually,
they're not
like,
even real.
Thing.
They're robots. Like, we hate robots.
Like, even with steal robots.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
We hate robots. I'm going to steal your bot.
I'm gonna put it in my boot.
Like Elon is like, even with like Elon's recent, like he's been on the, like, I don't remember when like Ethan Klein just got banned for the impersonation shit, and he did it again on like the Ela Klein account. Yeah. I feel like they should be banned too, because I like to think that Elon likes to stick by his morals a lot. I mean, at least like that's what he wants to say, and like he wants people to have less bans. So I feel like the ultimate litmus test is like, are you gonna unban those parody accounts like Kathy Griffin and all those individuals
totally
banned under parody?
Yeah, you got to, dude.
The other thing is like he won't unban Alex Jones, which is one of the only ones where I'm like, I kind of really get it, because like a lot of it does come from his personal biases. Like Elon posted a thing about like his firstborn child dying.
I saw that. Yeah.
He's like, he has no sympathy, and I'm like,
but
yeah,
doesn't
no,
that go
I,
against
I
the thing of like you're a man of principle? I'm a man of principle right up until my personal life gets involved. Then I don't like. I'm just gonna wield my power.
It's also there's plenty of people who have done worse things to like kids on a general scale than Alex Jones that still have their accounts. Like
I guess the question is like, does giving a platform, and I haven't really thought about whether Alex Jones should be unbanned or not. I don't really know if I have an opinion on it, but I think their thinking would be having like some crazy guy who committed a crime online. He did a crime, but he's not necessarily going to spread the same stuff that Alex Jones would. It's more about Alex Jones' message than like what he's done out in the real world. I think that's what their argument would be. Whereas, like, you have actual criminals on Twitter, and they're allowed to have Twitter accounts. And it's like, okay, why is that allowed? It's like, well...
Well, it's like... Because it's like, as much as I don't agree with, like, Alex Jones' shit, because, like, you know, ever since the whole Sandy Hook thing, it's inexcusable. It's also like, you have official accounts for, like, the fucking Taliban, so it's like, is he really...
Well, also, what about, like Warhawks, American Warhawk politicians who have fucking tossed a Tomahawk missile into a children's hospital in Afghanistan? Yeah, I mean, why are they allowed to have Twitter accounts, but Alex Jones isn't? You know,
it's because we don't care about if you actually kill people.
True. If we vote for you and you kill people, then it's fine. We have to vote for you first. It's a democracy.
Yeah, or just like you go in the ranks of the military industrial complex, and then you're fine too. You don't need.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
The other thing that was really weird was like the Donald Trump unbanning. So like the Donald Trump unbanning just happened, and it's like, he literally just asked me, he was like, do you want him unbanned or not? And, like, I don't know how many chunk of those, like, votes were maybe bots or maybe they weren't, but it's like, yeah, he stuck by his guns on that and unbanned.
I'll be honest, it didn't look 45. Like, I didn't think it was bots at all. It was, like, 52 to 48%, 15
that
million votes.
That sounds about right to me.
That sounds right, yeah.
I mean, if we're going by, like, the Democrat-Republican split in the country, yeah, probably. Like,
my whole theory on this is that, actually, this is totally a business decision. I think that Twitter was basically on life support before Trump, and like whenever he started like really going ham on Twitter, and the whole Trump years, Twitter blew up because of how just like everyone was on Twitter, everyone's reply guying Trump. There were guys whose whole Twitter career was reply guying Trump.
Jeff Tiedrick.
He wants to get Trump back on because now he's like, well, damn, I got to get my dollars back for Twitter. So he's like, I think what gave him away is like he starts posting things about Twitter, like Trump trying to resist Twitter, and Trump like was talking on Truth Social about, oh, I'll only come back if Elon calls me daddy. Like, because he literally knows that Elon wants him back for money. Like, he knows that, like, he's going to bring value back to Twitter. Yeah. Obviously, Twitter's already valuable, but, like, Trump, it was a huge driver of that whole machine.
Well, when the activity surges during election season again, you can just imagine how fucking profitable it'll be for, like, the advertisers and, like, Twitter as a whole during the era.
Dude, everyone's on Twitter. Election season is just the Super Bowl of the internet.
I'm excited to see how things go.
Who do you guys think is going
to
win the Super Bowl?
These things tend to go.
I think Trump. That was a joke.
I really couldn't answer that. If you think I watched the Super Bowl, Oompy, you're...
Yeah, I don't actually know anything about football.
What about
you
Coffee?
You watch the Super Bowl, Oompy?
I don't watch football, unfortunately.
I
know. I
like the Cowboys.
Well, of course you want the Cowboys to win. Oh, my God.
Are the Cowboys even in the running? I'm sorry, I'm just showing my ignorance.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
That's shocking.
Yeah, and hey, hold on.
Every year I hear about the Cowboys, and every year it's like they throw it away. The last second.
Yes, that's
They're
it.
Such losers. They're bored.
That's the thing.
It's hard to be a Cowboys
every
fan.
Year they're in the running, but every year they fucking throw it away at the last. That's why I watch them. Because it's fucking fun, bro.
Dude, I hate to say this. I'm a fair weather fan of sports. Like, I'll be an Astros fan, but only like when we're killing it, you know? Winning the World Series. Hey, dude, I'm a fan. I'm a fan right now. But when things are bad for a sports team,
I love being the contrarian at any of these sporting events in my family. It's like, because if you go down to like California, they're like, oh hell yeah, the baseball season's playing. Okay, let's go love the Angels. And I'm like, you know, I'm like the biggest Yankees fan ever, guys. Can suck off. I don't even give a
I used to buy the jerseys of the opposite team. I would go to my friends' houses and they would always be like, yo, who are these? And I'd be like, yeah, you guys, I want the other guy to win.
Dude, me in high school, everyone's going for, you know, the Habs, and I'm like, the Habs? Who? You mean the Maple Leafs, right?
Yo!
Yeah. Canada!
The Maple Leafs that are never Canada, gonna Joe. Win. The Leafs that never actually
that
win anything.
That just went right over my head.
I get
like,
people excited about them,
about?
And I'm like, it's the one team no one cares about.
But, when they're against the Habs. That's right. Toronto, I got your back.
Toronto doesn't care about it. We all just feel bad about it. We all just can't win. Dude, Google has been like promoting. I don't know, Nux, if you've been asked since, I don't know, maybe you're not in Canada anymore, but I'm being begged by Google right now to go like defend their honor in the fucking parliament.
No,
about,
I didn't
like,
get
C11.
Any of that. Oh my God.
Bro, they're getting fucking, they're like, we gotta keep YouTube for Canadians pure and clean.
When you
please defend
when
us.
You, when you move to Texas.
Really?
Probably next year, man. Honestly.
Are you serious?
I'm probably going to move to Texas. I was talking about moving to Southern California because my girlfriend's from Southern California, but I'm like,
California's a failed state.
You'll see, she's like, ooh, don't say around that. They've been like Californians for 100 fucking
years.
I
literally live with a Californian, and every morning I wake him up, I say, California failed state. Let's go get coffee.
That was my favorite Andrew Tate post, actually, this week, because he's like flying to the failed state of California to give the biggest dub to Elon.
It's so funny telling Californians California is a failed state. It's funnier telling Texans that Texas sucks, but.
Well, no, it's funny when you tell a Californian that who now lives in Texas. Because then they have nothing.
Dude, yeah,
to say.
True.
They
yeah,
have nothing to say. They're like, all right.
Yeah,
true.
Then they're like,
you're right. No, all they got on us well, at this like, point I, is the weather. They do have the weather on us, but hey, the taxes.
I just don't even think it's that big of a deal with the weather over there too. Because like
weather's
when
pretty
I was
sweet,
in Texas,
man.
When I was in Houston, it wasn't the worst. Houston wasn't even the
when
worst.
When did you
weather.
Go?
But I was also there in January.
Okay,
I was
yeah, that's
January,
why
right?
Houston sucks, bro. Don't let anyone tell you Houston has good weather. Come in the
summertime, Houston's fucking humid.
Bad, bro. It's bad.
It's like 150 degrees and it's humid as shit.
Yeah, you feel like you're a lobster getting cooked.
By Amiotalia.
I was like, to me, the two states that I would prefer to move to is like Texas or Nevada, one or the other. Like, Nevada's also really nice because I like that desert seclusion. But then I'm like, we were looking at cities for like fucking Texas, and I'm like, ain't no fucking way I'm moving to like Austin or anything because it's like, I might as well just like move to LA then. Versus like
it's
Dallas
crowded.
Or something. Like Dallas seems like my kind of state.
Dude.
Dallas probably is pretty good. It's like more sprawled. The problem with Austin, like frankly, is my problem with it is infrastructure. They're just everything's built on top of each other and like you can't get anywhere. I don't know. I just hate it. It's like it's a city that refused to plan for more than like a million or people.
It's
or
a
so.
50s. It's a 50s type city. It's very shitty and old and like everything like the fucking power lines. There's some spots you could just jump up and touch them. They're so low to the ground.
And it's crazy.
It's
the last thing you'll do.
Don't do it, but you could. Well, I love where I'm at, dude.
Yeah, real estate-wise, how's the investment there?
Insane, bro. It's ridiculous.
Hook me up with one of your realtors. I might as well just buy one of the places.
Bro, I have realtors. I have, like, I'm friends with a judge. Like, it's crazy how quickly... I'm the most famous person in this whole town easily, and they all really like me a lot.
And they
like
all
it's,
know it. I make sure they all
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
they
I rub it in their faces.
Me as such.
I carry around my gold play button.
I'm sure you do.
As you should. I think you...
That's fucking wild.
It is really cool, though. I love it.
Be careful. You don't want Amiotalia to steal it.
True.
You don't want Keemstar to come down and steal it. Keemstar likes
it. He loves doing that.
That dude, if anything,
no,
he wants
to like piss off King.
If anything
that.
On the podcast, he wants mine.
That is so funny. I don't know why it's like the Infinity Stones of Keemstar.
Yeah, exactly. Like, dude, he's a baller.
It is hilarious. It's hilarious.
I feel like he has some like special place in his mansion or something, like this like special room where these are placed in like podiums or something. He's like, that's mine. He's like polishing them every day. It's like this is what it's all about.
Like, and the lost suit that I lost
is an empty pedestal, and it just says Ethan Klein.
Yes. Oh my god.
The one that he covets the most.
I think he probably would sell everything for that play button. He would do anything for that. Those guys like have the weirdest rivalry ever. It's
It's not a rivalry.
I think they'll eventually be friends.
It's actual rivalry. Like, they're like hate. I think they should just start a podcast together already. I mean, honestly, that would
be telling you. They should start a podcast. They call it N of Friends, new concept. And it would be huge.
Well, it's like it's funny because there's so much genuine hatred. Like, I've never actually genuinely ever been like beef with anybody. Like, even like the closest one would be like Ice Poseidon, because I think he's like a scumbag. But I don't hate Ice Poseidon. Like, it's like whatever. You're just a fucking, I don't know. You're a weird guy. I wouldn't associate with you. But it's not like there's this genuine like, oh man, I want this guy's fucking, you know, like a life or like insane. You know, like, to that point where it's like I want everything removed or gone away, or like I'm getting to the point where I'm like scrutinizing relationships and all that shit. I'm like, I'm never in a million years we're reaching that level. So it's just
it's like you do realize both of them are living their lives praying that none of their mistakes like get public, and praying that the other people don't see them in a moment of weakness. It's like, I bet
that's
you every time
stress,
do you realize every time Keemstar stubs his toe, he thanks God Ethan doesn't know about it. Okay? Like,
yeah, he tramps and he looks around for a camera and he's like, oh, thank goodness.
Literally, man.
Not going to be on the H3 podcast today.
Oh my god. I swear, this might have been the best episode
I like this. Yeah, this is fun. I got like the endorphins from laughing so much. I feel good. How's it going?
This is like insanely fucking well done. It's like we laughed at actual like internet dumbasses. And honestly, like just to go back to the Ethan and like, you know, Keem shit just now, it's like this is a rivalry that I don't think will ever end. I think it'll outlive the internet. This is like the one true rivalry that I've just seen, period. It's just insane to insane.
I think it's the reason Keem hasn't quit YouTube. I don't know. This is total speculation. But I think like both of them probably could retire at this point, and I think both of them are trying to outlast the other.
True.
I think so. I think it's they're just waiting before one of the other gets banned, and then they can finally like smoke they can have the last laugh.
They're both gonna show up at each other's graves. Like, it's gonna be one of those things where it's like showing up at the hater's grave, puffing a stogie.
You know, one of the things that I want to give Boogie 2988 a lot of credit for that I didn't give last episode or maybe an episode before is I have big respect for the man for trying to make his money by his own merits and not falling into the crypto shit like iShowSpeed or any of these people have. You know, when I saw the whole Speed FTX, right, no
dude.
Joke. Like,
you're giving him too much credit.
No.
He gets 10,000 views. He gets 10,000 views a video,
Wasn't he just bragging like last year that like, hey, I got rich from crypto?
Yeah, he was.
He literally was bragging last year. He's like, I don't have to work anymore.
Apparently, apparently if you watch the video, he made like six figures, I think, or something. But apparently the same person that gave him investment advice, Mick Juggernuggets, okay, let's not pretend the other way. It was Mick Juggernuggets that gave him the investment advice or, like, the crypto advice, and that went, obviously, it fell through the roof. Which, my answer to anybody in that field, like, if you're Boogie or something where, like, if you have that much substantial earning in crypto, and the way that I always look at it is, like, whenever you have, like, a portfolio, and this sounds really douchey, it always has to be as diversified as you can, right? Like,
if
I lose 80% of crypto, right, which looking at how the market is these days, pretty true. All right, I'm just giving you guys some insight. That's like maybe 10% of the overall financials, right? So it's like, even if I lost a shit ton in crypto, the overall isn't like doom and gloom, you know? It's like, whatever, just keep it to the side. People who have all their money put into that like one specific investment and it all goes down, that's when like the shit comes out. Now, in Boogie's, like, again, defense over here, he's been doing like OnlyFans and like he's been making some money out of that and everything. To see him jump into the crypto space yet, all right, because here's the thing, no matter how dead Boogie's channel may be, he could still make really good money pushing
the
crypto token.
I see your point. He hasn't run like the coin thing. He hasn't gotten sponsored by a coin.
Exactly.
He hasn't started his own coin.
Exactly. Because like, even with a channel like that, and we remember this from like the fucking Sam Pepper days, right? Like Save the Kids token.
I remember I had the same exact thing where Sam Pepper could post like a 5-like tweet and get $3,000. $3,000 is a good chunk of money, no matter what. Like for one fucking tweet, that 5 likes, which in reality are really like one actual like, because 4 of them are your own sock accounts. Kind of a big deal, all right? And the fact that he hasn't jumped into that yet is like pretty big respect in that. I don't know if he's doing it because of the legal issues surrounding him, and I don't think he wants the extra, you know, like B, like he doesn't want another like alphabet agency to like start looking into his shit. But also it's like, you know, bit more respect. Like Speed, it's interesting because Speed, he's already a pretty wealthy kid. He has to be, right? Like he's super been on wealthy. YouTube for a bit now.
Of course.
Yeah. He's been on here. Shit, anybody driving a fucking Porsche around, wealthy as fuck, you're fine. Like you're living in the 1%. And even then, after all of it, you still say yes to a crypto scam. Kind of an insane thing to me. Because when I looked at a crypto thing, I'm like, you make 6 figures, right? And 6 figures is a good chunk of money, but it's not good enough to burn your fucking bridges with your fans or scam your fans, really. No amount of money really is. But, like, seeing Speed do that, and you can even see in the video when he was streaming with these, like, Paradox Coin guys, he was a little on edge. He was like, I don't really feel comfortable, but just a contractual obligation, might as well go through with it. And it just didn't fucking pan out. That's the thing that I don't ever understand with influencers. Like, at that stage, you know?
I do agree. What Speed did was way worse. And, like, all Boogie did was kind of make a meme of himself, because he just was like, oh, I'm rich. And then, like, 1 year later, he's like, I'm broke. I need your help. You know, that was, like, just funny. But, yeah, like, what Speed did is, like, terrible. I mean, honestly, I think his excuse, and to be fair, it's true, he's just super young. And I think he's just going to realize, oh, yeah. I mean, dude, I think it's tough being, like, literally a minor and 17, getting famous that fast, like, getting famous, as famous as he has gotten.
Yeah, I think it's the famous that fast thing. The minor thing, definitely, you know, it'll keep him out of jail, but I feel like it's not a good enough excuse, to be honest.
It doesn't make it excusable, but what I'm going to say is, like, I think it's different than, like a 20-year-old, even a 20-year-old, I feel like. I feel like you age so fast in those years. I don't know. Maybe I'm being too soft on him here.
Listen, man, everyone that's alive on YouTube right now and making content, and every single person gets those, you know, emails that crypto coins want to sponsor you. Everyone gets them, okay? The amount of people that get exposed and get scammed and get absolutely obliterated on the internet, it's unbelievable. There is no excuse, there's no plea for ignorance in something like this. It's so common now.
I'd have to agree. It's like, I mean, sure, there's a lot of ignorance. There's a lot of ignorance because he's young or whatever. But at the same time, I don't really care. You still got to have consequences to your actions. And like, duck off of waters back if the duck is under the age of 18 or you know, around that age. It just doesn't really make that much sense to me. So I feel like he should be... Like, I wish his fans would hold him more accountable, in all honesty, because then he would learn. Because, like, he should still be given a chance to learn, obviously, but there's
the lesson he's learning from this is, damn it, I leaked audio. That's lesson learned. Yeah. It's not the scam part.
What I would say, though, is the next time, people are going to be way less forgiving. Like, way less. This
Which
happens one more time, and, like, it's like there is no benefit of the doubt.
On TikTok, it's very split. A lot of the videos that have gone viral of him... like being exposed and there's videos of him exposing as if he was exposing Paradox.
Oh, yeah, that's so goofy.
That's so dumb. Stupid, dude. There's like 100,000 top comments on those videos saying, thank you, Speed, for exposing the scammers. Like, get your bag, man. Dude, what?
It's like, no, you were part. You platformed the scammers.
Yeah,
it's like
thing. You used Cristiano Ronaldo. They like lied. It's so stupid, bro. It's so annoying and stupid. If I was Cristiano Ronaldo, I would sue them all for using his likeness.
Yes, yeah, no, Chris Ronald. Honestly, I would too. I'd be like, hey, if I'm gonna sell out for a crypto bag, I'm gonna do it on my own time. Okay.
Exactly.
Don't sell out for me. I feel like for some reason Cristiano Ronaldo would like actually sell out for some crypto coin.
He seems like he might. Yeah.
He seems like the type.
Listen, I wouldn't have expected Tom Brady to fucking jack off FTX, but
You gotta wait for Kanye West to start promoting Yeezy
Coin. Have you seen the Larry David FTX sketch? This is the one guy. I've no forgiveness for anybody who's done the FTX stuff, except for one guy, okay? Larry David got his bag, and you know what? I'm not even mad about it. Pull it up.
Wait.
It's really funny. I was like, dude, if he knew, it's 10,000 IQ.
Wait, Larry David FTX.
Obviously, I'm kind of joking here, but kind of not. Here, I'll show you.
I see this.
They might have
Holy shit, a day ago, Tom Brady and Larry David and Steph Curry are
being sued. Man. So the dude literally goes, I don't think so. And then he's right, but he's like doing the ad, but he's like basically saying like, don't do it. And then he's right, like he's totally right. It's like in the end, he was totally right. It's not a thing.
What a clever marketing scheme.
Yeah, I know. I was like, because he's getting, look at the comments of that. People are like, this is the only person that I don't care that they got this. Larry is never wrong about that stuff. Never. Larry is so talented. Doing comedy, he bumbles into the future. Like, the guy's just getting a free pass on making, like, millions of dollars, and then Tom Brady is just getting roasted.
Tom Brady, I think it's, I think the roasting happens when you're, like, when you're trying to hide everything, you know what I mean?
Tom's
like,
an alien.
Remember the whole social, like, when you go to the Social Blade show.
And if you've seen the Wendigoon episode, you know what Oompa thinks about aliens.
Oh yeah, we're all alien haters here. The thing about like the fucking God damn it, that episode is great. The thing about Tom Brady, and I think it's funnier because like when the whole FTX shit went down, and remember when SBF was like just posting those like one word tweets, we're like, oh my god, he's like trying to like offset the fucking Social Blade cast so we don't see him deleting anything. Tom Brady out here didn't give a fuck. 73 tweets deleted. I'm like, oh shit, this motherfucker did Tom Brady, FTX, and just mass deleted everything.
Oh,
I'm
totally.
Like, damn.
Immediately.
Did not care.
Dude, I think he lost a ton of money on FTX. I think he had money stuck there. I don't know if that's ever been confirmed. Like
Tom Brady?
Hundreds of millions.
Wouldn't be surprised. A lot of the celebrity stuff out there, they get jumped into it, and I think it's like they get their money. Some of them actually end up believing this shit too, because it's like you have to imagine like as somebody that is a celebrity, nobody is an expert in everything, right? So if like some fucking banker dude is in your pocket and like telling you to do this, you're probably gonna believe it. It's like the same thing why like I almost feel bad for Boogie, because it's like when he put his money and like I got rich off crypto, which by the way, don't ever be that smug on the internet, guys. Karma will always strike you back in some way. Fucked up. But when Boogie was like showcasing it, he probably like believed that he was gonna win because he had like, you know, McJuggernuggets helping him out, and McJuggernuggets I assume is a relatively wealthy guy. It's the same thing I say about like influencers promoting crypto, right? Like there's a lot of legitimacy if like somebody who's already wealthy and like they have a nice house, they have nice cars, is promoting a crypto, because it makes people who don't have that like, you're like, this guy must be doing it for the reason. This guy must be doing it. This is how he gets rich.
Right.
So it's image intimidation, and it always, always fucking works. It's why you always see, like, the meme with Andrew Tate. It's like, what color's your Bugatti, right? Like, bro, the Bugatti, I would never buy it because it's like, it's a $3 million car. Makes no fucking sense. But if I have to sell a brand, if I have to sell the wealthy lifestyle, the Bugatti is the best investment I could ever make because it just sets me apart from the other fucking, like, Hamburger University or, like, fucking, you know...
The crazy, Lambo guys.
You know. Yeah, exactly.
Those
right?
poor
like,
people.
You got the... Yeah, like, you got the fucking Lambo guys, like, the fucking Civic guys of the fucking, you know, like, the red
his,
pill, like,
his
pipeline.
His Bugatti was great advertising.
Bugatti. Yeah. More exactly. Bugatti. Like, I'll come to your mom's house.
Out of all of Andrew's cars that I know... It's the fucking Bugatti. I don't even... He probably has something more expensive than the fucking Bugatti, but it's just the one meme that's always hit around. So I think for, like, a lot of people that get, like, goaded into this shit, it's just... It's just the image intimidation that works, man. Like, if you have SBF, who was, like, what? Basically the fucking poster child for crypto at a time? You're probably gonna fucking believe what he says about crypto. Like, what are you a bigger authority than that? No.
And
probably not.
I didn't want to interrupt you earlier because you were on a roll, but when you were talking about the Boogie thumbnail, the one where I made millions on crypto and you said, don't ever do that, karma comes around. It's like, I have a little. I make mental notes. Every time you tweet or post something that could be, potentially in the future, the first half of a meme, stay away from it. Never
oh
a good sign.
Oh my gosh, Nux, I completely agree with that. Sometimes I check myself, I go, wait a second, this is a trap.
Could this be the first half of a meme?
Yeah. Good thing I always avoid X. And then you're just like, no, don't tweet that.
Right. No.
don't put that out there.
No. It's like, dude. No, oh, God. No. What was the Deji one? Deji had a really good one. Dude, I don't
know. What did Deji make?
Oh, I remember there was a really good Deji one where he had like two videos, one after the other. It's like, you can't rob me. And then another video, I got robbed. It was like something like that.
Yo, this is the problem with Deji, being on the internet for too long, though. You just start to put out enough stuff to where like you've said so many things that eventually someone can like edit together something stupid and make you look dumb. I don't know. I think if you're going to be on the internet for long enough, you need to resign yourself that you're going to sometimes like get dunked on. I think it's just like part of life.
I mean, you're like, there's no shaming getting fucking dunked on. Like, you can go for it, but like, try to control how much of a dunk
it can happen.
Yeah,
of course. But no, I'm just saying, like, at some level, like, you guys do this podcast, what, every week? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'll do like every week. Hours of content every week. That's like 100 plus hours in a year. It's going to be hundreds of hours by the time y'all finish this. That is just going to be out there on all sorts of topics. At some point, if somebody wanted to, they could just come in here, watch enough stuff, and clip you guys out of context to say,
bro,
say basically
this
anything.
Is the internet. People don't take other people out of context here, okay?
Yeah, true.
Like, please.
Yeah, you can't lie on the internet.
Yeah, you're part
lying
of the Matrix,
on the
bro.
Internet?
Wait, that's not allowed.
Yeah,
yo, did y'all see
that's
that?
Illegal, dude.
There's a wild dude documentary that does this. Have y'all seen Died Suddenly?
No.
No. What?
Oh, it's this like crazy anti-vax like conspiracy. But every clip is like chopped up. It's like Bill being like I. And then it's like another clip of like hate. It's like kids or something like that. Or it's like it's where he's talking about, at one point he's talking about like, hey, the birth rate lowers when our health gets better. So he's like, yeah, and I'm no fan of Bill Gates, by the way, but he's like talking about like, as healthcare and like vaccines get better, the population birth rate or the population will lower. And then the clip just cuts there. And then there's a guy talking and he's like, see, he wants to kill us with vaccines. And it's
God.
And then the song hits, it's like duh 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 duh. And you're like, wait, but you didn't play the rest. Like, there's like 5 seconds after that totally changes the meaning of everything he just said. But it's like nobody cares.
Well, because that would ruin the whole documentary. That's why you have to like have the little snippets.
Yeah.
Remove context.
And, like, listen, I don't want to be the Bill Gates. Like, I'm not stumping for Bill Gates here. Like, the dude is weird.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, yeah, I feel like the internet is bad about that. Really bad.
It's the thing. Like, I'm not a simp for Bill Gates. I don't give a about that guy. Like, here's my rule when it comes to rich people. I don't trust anybody, like, and I don't trust anybody richer than me. That's the whole thing. Like, anybody that makes more money than I do, anybody richer than me, I don't trust.
That's a good one.
Like,
if you make more money than me, you must be a criminal. Because I've done everything I can. Yeah.
Like, I just don't trust somebody that makes way more than I do, like, especially when a billionaire comes to do it, because in my head, I'm like, bro, your brain is on a totally different level. You don't care. Like, at that point, your value system and my value system must be entirely different, or the other thing is, like, you're so far above the system that I don't see why you would give too much of a shit about it, or why I should have any stock. You're like, I will never see what Bill Gates' life is about. I will never live that lifestyle. And same with Elon Musk. And I don't think they, like, think the same things that I do. Their life experience or, like, where they're at in the world is not the same. So I don't really even can trust it. Like, it's just so weird.
Things get weird when money does not matter at all. That's my theory. It's
exactly.
Thoughts on how HoloLive made $100 million in the last year? You have any thoughts?
Well, that's
nice
one thing that I want to ask you.
Just like Buddha.
That's just asking.
How do they make
nothing more to say. Nothing more to say here.
HoloLive is a VTuber thing that Nux was telling me about before the show. Apparently, they made $100 million, which just makes no sense to me and makes me immediately want to go abandon this ridiculous setup and go get a VTuber outfit or something. That's
sure that'll do it.
Okay, but like $100 million, it's like, what do they just like have a lot of shit? Is it merch? Is it what? Like, what the fuck is...
It's a mix of a whole lot of things. It's a lot for advertising. Like, Jared Leto, what's it called? This was insane. This is hilarious cringe. You'd all love this if you saw this. Morbius paid HoloLive a lot of money for one of the HoloLive Japanese, like, Fox Girl VTubers to interview Jared Leto.
So oh, I've Jared seen that. Oh,
no. Did you see
I've
that
seen
clip?
Clips of that.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Yeah. So Jared Leto, oh, like, movie. He comes on the stream and he's like, "Oh, wow, you're like an animal." And she like answers him in Japanese and like the teleprompter explains what she says or whatever. And he's like, "Oh, you look very strong. You have big muscles." You know, it's like the whole thing is like so disconnected.
How much of an overlap is there between Morbin Time and like Hololive?
I don't know, but a lot of people watch Hololive.
I guess so.
Well, the thing with like Hololive and like a lot of these things, it's like I kind of equate it to like, you know, like some of the esports organizations in our community. Like, it's not uncommon for companies like FaZe Clan or 100 Thieves to now reach like 100 plus million valuations, you know? So it always felt like it, it depends on what they're involved with and everything, like merge and like all these things do tend to fuck up.
Yeah, there's a lot there. So. I sent you something on Discord, Muda, to look at. You'll tell me your thoughts. Did, yeah. But there's a lot there. It's a big corporation and they're doing very well for themselves. They have over 60 streamers now streaming for them. And also, you know,
I don't give a fuck about the financials. I give a fuck about what you told me before this filming, and it was about the conspiracy with old Twitter. Please.
Okay, no. That's a conspiracy. I have no proof, and it's not Hololive's fault. That was a different group. That was something else. Whole different conspiracy. I don't want to talk about it until I have evidence. I'm working on it, okay?
Wait. We were trying to not talk about conspiracies before we had evidence?
Okay.
I'm sorry. I thought this was some ordinary podcast where we talk about Balenciaga. And
I like this.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Why don't you tell us your crazy conspiracy?
Just, I don't know. It's not my conspiracy. It's just something I heard through the grapevine, and there's no evidence that one VTuber organization paid Twitter to make sure that a different VTuber organization didn't have a topic on Twitter.
I believe it. You want to know why?
And then they only got a topic right when Elon Musk took over Twitter.
I think VTubers, like just like a lot of like people who are like very like present very well, I think behind the scenes maybe they're sharks. Like, I feel like the people in charge of all these like VTuber organizations are like mafioso killers.
Dude, coffee, I love
I agree. Any Italian types.
No evidence, but this is the Some Ordinary Podcast. Okay?
Oh my god. I'm gonna get destroyed.
Is Hololive part of the Paradox metaverse?
Not yet.
On its way, dude. Yeah. Amio Talio is gonna go kidnap them if they don't.
Yo, you're gonna have the CEO of Hololive fucking Snapchat one of us and just go fucking.
Maybe you
go ahead.
I am just saying.
That.
Oh god.
Yeah, put a tin bag on you. All right.
I kind of believe a lot of the Twitter stuff, like whenever people buy trends, because it just like, I don't know, when Elon came in, he gave a lot of shit out about like people buying verification for like fucking $14,000 or some bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't think it's hard to like artificially inflate or like pay somebody to like be stifled or like promoted in an algorithm. I feel like Twitter pre-Elon was like fucking hella corrupt in that regard, where you could just pay to get anywhere. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to sound like a fucking hardcore like MSM hater here, but like, it always felt like the original verification badge was really just like some fucking dunce cap they put on some of these like journalists.
Yeah.
Just as a way to like set them apart, I would say. And like almost also like algorithmically artificially inflate them too. Because for the longest time, like there were people on YouTube and there were other people doing actual journalism that were just like getting fucking
blasted.
You're not famous enough. You can't be part of the Twitter crew.
True.
And then like fucking 20 follower like Rebel News Andy shows up and gets fucking like immediately thrown up into like the verification system.
Also,
like,
something crazy. Like, you look at trends on Twitter since Elon Musk, and there's like a lot of, you know, TV shows, like stuff like that. Like, things that, like, right now, the second biggest thing on Twitter, on at least on mine, because it's probably set for me or whatever, is Blue Lock, which is like an anime about soccer. Like, you'd never see something like that trending on Twitter. It's always politics. Always.
Yeah, I think it's customized to like you specifically as well.
Yeah.
But okay, I have a question. I have a question about this because I've had a long held suspicion that like I know Twitter has less followers than anyone else, but in my conversations with other creators, journalists, anyone sort of like who's in the media, they all talk about Twitter disproportionately, and Twitter has this effect where people who are on Twitter and people in media seem to care a lot about Twitter. But I feel like the average audience, and like before I really had a YouTube channel, I never checked Twitter. I like never cared about it.
Same. Twitter's irrelevant to me.
And so it's this weird thing where I'm like, all right, why am I doing this? It's a great networking tool. That's the main reason I use it. But My sense is I've never gained more respect for somebody after I saw them on Twitter. Like, it's only gotten worse. Sometimes my estimation of somebody stays the same, like they don't embarrass themselves. But I feel like the options on Twitter is embarrass yourself or nothing. I never go from like, oh, I respected you, but now I respect you way more because of your tweets are so awesome. So I kind of wonder sometimes, like, I think Twitter's very entertaining, but I'm like, is it worth it to be on here? Like, net benefit, just career-wise, does it even make sense besides the networking? I'm like, because all of that can happen is I make some fool of myself because I have 140 characters to express myself. Or 280, whatever it is.
Yeah, and nobody's going to, like, scroll down threads. They're just going to look at the first one and, like,
of course, it's like all...
Yeah.
It's like all reactionary
stuff. I just don't know if it even matters anymore. I just don't
I really
know
don't
it,
think
like,
it does.
Yeah, it's just like, it's a fucking
I don't think it ever
I
really
like
mattered.
To look at and laugh at. I just like to laugh at, like, the world burning. Like, ever since, like, this whole Twitter shit was falling, and it literally happened, like, the same weekend that I was just out in California. And the thing about it is, like, when you go into the, like, it's the same thing I tell anybody, and everyone here knows this, when you step into the real fucking world, the internet shit never matters, okay? Like, it just never does.
Yeah.
Like,
true.
If it, honestly, the world would be a fucking Mad Max universe if the world, if, like, the people of Twitter reflected that of the real fucking world. Like, if you go into the real world, I doubt many people even fire up Twitter. Many people even give a shit about it, right? Like, I'm not even a, like, I'll sign onto the app to see, like, a shit show for a minute, and I'll just throw the phone away, because I'm like, all right, that's enough.
No, but also, like, I was thinking the same thing. I only have Twitter because I, you know, I'm a YouTuber, and I contact other YouTubers through Twitter. That's the only reason why I have it. I would have never made a Twitter account for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not like it's Reddit where, like, you get, like, a bunch of different, like, subreddits or, like, areas to, like, jump into and explore. It's just, like, it's like a bathroom stall of ever-evolving shittiness. It's like, what do you really get out of it? Exactly like Coffee says. There's, like, no net benefit. I think Art says it the best way, too. It's like, there's just no benefit to it at all. Like, it's just, you make one take and you're, like, immediately, like, you know, castrated. But then I would say, like, if you're in, like, the world of politics, or at least that's where I see Twitter used the most.
Yeah, that's where you need to be.
Great and breaking news is big there.
It's a great farming tool for an audience if you're in politics, because, like, the way that the algorithms are set up in social media, you will always attract the most extreme end of whatever you're chasing for. And I think, as somebody that, again, lives in the real fucking world, I think it's a really bad way to treat any of these social media algorithms to, like, sort of radicalize people into one or the other side. You know what I mean? I guess it's great for the fucking creators that are taking advantage of it, but, like, I think for the general user base, kind of insane. That's why, like, I tend to stay away from it. I think it's just, like, one of the biggest contributing factors to, like, some of the crazy clown world shit that we live in, you know?
True. I agree. Yeah. Mm. Yo, boys, I'm about to have to dip.
Yeah, no, I know, same here. But again, we'd love to just thank Coffee again for fucking showing up onto Some Ordinary Podcast.
Fill one more
in.
Time.
Hey, I wasn't
one more
even
time.
Invited, boys. I'm the replacement. So imagine, as good as I was, imagine how good the guest must have been that canceled.
Nah, no
brother,
one canceled. We just never invited anyone.
No. Are you fucking... Bro, you came in here with, like, a double-barrel shotgun and started unloading the greatest YouTuber.
Yo,
you know
the
Amio
Talio stuff
out?
Is hella entertaining. Actually, that's what I got to run and go do. I got
to
go edit something.
Yeah.
Yo,
I'm about
boys.
To, like, can do a line of this and Amio Talio on my way to fucking a night. But, yeah, Oompy, you want to lead us out here? You brought us in, brother. You take us out.
That's it.
Sorry, can we have the Looney Tools? That's all, folks.
Yeah, no. Thanks, guys, for watching. It's me, and then Muda, and then Nux, obviously, and then our fantastic guest, Coffeezilla.
Wait till becoming a bussy boy.
Wait for three
almost
times.
Almost a bussy boy.
Soon it'll be a bussy boy. It'll be one of us soon. Hell yeah.
All right, take care,
we get bussy boy merch. Yeah.